When friends suggested that writer Dagoberto Gilb see a psychic, he was skeptical. It seemed like such an alien idea. But he soon became obsessed with knowing the future.
It was several months ago when a friend, an intelligent, highly skilled Chicana professional, first suggested I speak to her psychic. I was at her house, and I had just arrived in Austin, and I must have looked as psychologically damaged as I was feeling. This psychic can reveal amazing things, my friend confided, and I'd be in for a special experience. So special it had to be arranged. I had to be recommended. Visiting a psychic isn't the normal advice, I don't think. I didn't say no, but I thought it was better to settle down, to both rest more and work harder, if you know what I mean. I wanted to tough it out solito, you know? Hook into a meditative self-reliance and discipline. Apply the rugged, cattle-driving, gusher-spouting spirit that made Texas. I was also afraid I was going broke, and I didn't think I should waste money. I thought my approach was succeeding, I really did, until one day a month ago, another Chicana from Laredo but who lives in Boston called me. She's a friend of a friend, and I hardly know her. Still, she got close to the phone, excusing herself for getting so personal, and told me how I should visit this psychic she knew. Though she always hoarded the phone number for her own selfish reasons, she thought I was someone who really needed it. For a week, I pondered my condition, so obvious to everyone else, looked deep into my messed up self. Okay, I would go. I bumped into my friend. I was feeling a little, how do I say, like I was going to talk to a psychic, which feels sneaky, something like that. Maybe that's only me. Anyway, I was curious. Was her psychic the same one whose phone number I now had? Not only was it, my friend wanted us to have an hour appointment together. We could take notes on each other's readings. I wasn't so sure. How would my future come out in half an hour? And I wanted to go alone. Then again, there was the money, half the expense now. Okay, I said, yes. After 2 weeks, she hadn't gotten back to me. Why wasn't she calling me? Maybe she sensed my uncertainty, my want for privacy, my initial desire to exclude her. So I dialed the psychic's phone number myself. I'm sorry, I can't give her name. I'll just call her Señora X. She answered. She had an accent, though it was like everybody's in my neighborhood. M gave me your name, I said. She told me how good you were, and I wondered if you could fit me in. M, she said. M. I haven't heard from M. Where is she now? I told her. In fact, the feeling was that I had to tell her everything I knew. How she was the M from Laredo, how she'd been here, how she was going back to Boston, where she lived now. Actually, Cambridge. And what is your name, she asked. Dago, I said. But I was afraid I was being too casual. Dagoberto, I told her. I have been so busy, Dagoberto. I have so many appointments this week. Whenever you can fit me in. I tried not to sound needy, but I wanted her to read my future. She took my number. She assured me she'd call back. But she didn't. I called again. I left a message on her answering machine. I bumped into my friend. She was embarrassed. I was right. Instead of me, she'd taken her sister with her. Her sister really wanted to go. And it was, she exuded, amazing. I explained that I'd contacted La Señora X on my own. You spoke to her, she asked me. Well, yeah. She shook her head, impressed, I think. I wasn't sure. But she never got back to me, I told her. My friend called her on my behalf. I heard her talk into the message machine. She gave La Señora X my name and number. Señora X didn't call me back. What did she pick up on that made her not want to speak to me? Was it because she saw how I'd been too cheap about her labor and skill? What was it she knew about my future that she wasn't willing to tell me? I had to leave Austin. I drove 10 hours wondering and worrying about all that I didn't know. When I got back to El Paso, a card was in my post office box. It said, "Listen to me. You are about to enter into a period of your life with incredible potential for vast achievements. Major wealth, good fortune, and the end of financial worries are about to come to you." It wasn't from La Señora X, and it wasn't addressed to me. It had been misdelivered.
Dagoberto Gilb is the author of The Magic of Blood.